Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dave and Friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
David, love to talk with you some more about Skinny Devil Universe. The Guitar Academy is one of those. Is it called a Guitar Academy or a Music Academy?
Well, it's the SDML Academy of Guitar because it all sort of focuses on, I mean, that's where we're, most of us are coming from as guitar teachers. Pretty much all of them do, you know, percussion and piano and vocal, and you know, they sort of, everybody does everything. So, and in addition to that, different instructors do different things. Like I'll go out and I do songwriting workshops and improvisation workshops and even social drumming workshops and things of that nature, especially for like the social drumming things we'll do for adult kind of education things. And
can you explain social drumming?
A lot of people who don't play an instrument get very intimidated by the idea that they think they can't, you know, someone's playing and they feel like they could, you know, just kind of play along a little simple beat. So it's really just to sort of expose them to that. And once they're doing that, they can either stop there and just have fun, you know, in drum circles or you know, drumming along when someone else is playing or whatever. Or they can at that point realize that they're not tone deaf and they're not their rhythm isn't messed up and they can actually do things. And then from there, you know, people will go in and, oh, I always wanted to take piano lessons, and so we'll try to find them somebody and get them turned on to piano lessons, or they'll come to us for guitar lessons, or they'll, you know, turn to writing songs. We I've had a lot of people end up doing that sort of thing. I'd like to welcome Daisy Helmuth now. She's going to come up and play some stuff for us.
Late nights on the phone with you, I try to relax. And your voice broke as you said no one loved you. Then who the hell am I if nobody cares and if nobody's there? I tried to change your mind, and I swore I'd never lie to you, honey, and I never did, and I let my guard down, and I let you win. Let you push me around. I told you I loved you, and I thought you loved me. I never imagined that you saw yourself above me. Long nights I spent broken up on the ground. I just wish you told me that we were just playing house. Bed in the corner, and my mother moved it when you stopped coming around. And you made it so nothing but you could touch me. Never let me down. And I heard their warnings, but I didn't believe them. And now I'm so sorry that I didn't heed them. And I never did. Guard down, and I let you win, let you push me around. I told you I loved you, and I thought you loved me. I never imagined that you saw yourself above me. Long nights I spent broken up on the ground. I just wish you told me that we were just playing house. Without you, 'cause I never really thought I'd have to, and I always thought I'd be the one to hurt you first. No, I never dreamed I'd be the one who's getting burned. I never did, and I let my guard down, and I let you in, let you ruin me now. Told you I loved you, and I thought you loved me. I never imagined that you saw yourself above me. I never did, and I let my guard down, and I let you win, I let you push me around. I told you I loved you, and I thought you loved me. I never imagined that you saw yourself above me. Told me that we were just playing house, just playing house. That we were just playing house. Spend half of my day writing and rewriting your name. 'Cause I miss seeing it with frequency. Spend all of my time just sitting and wondering why I can't hate you after what you did to me. It's not what I expected, and it's hard to think about. And everyone is saying they told me so. And I'm not good at second chances, 'cause I'm not good at blocking out things that cause me pain. And you're the reason for my pain, aren't you now? Oh, aren't you now? I spent so long with my head in my arms, and my arms on my knees, and my tears on the bathroom floor. You did me so wrong. I let you play me for so long. Say you're sorry, but do you mean only sorry 'cause I caught you? 'Cause you left me out and you screwed me over. It's hard to think about, and my hands are shaking thinking about you now. And I'll find another person to write my happy songs about, 'cause the ones for you are meaningless. Oh, the ones for you are meaningless, baby, now. Oh, aren't they now? 'Cause I could fill a book with all the reasons I miss you, and I don't think they'll ever go away. I thought everything you did was perfect. Saw you cry and thought it was worth it. All the pain just to make that go away. But you know what I expected, and you're hard to talk about. With every little mention of your name, my mind goes straight to every little perfect thing you said. Why'd you have to do this? Why'd you have to ruin us, baby, now? Oh, baby, now. It's over now. I miss you now.
I had a student years ago, and he'd had trouble walking, and so I said, what's the issue? And he said, well, I had a head injury. Okay, now we may be running into a problem, because if it's a brain thing that's stopping that, and it's not like a physical thing, then you can run into a problem. But as it turned out, it took him a little longer, and it took a great deal of effort on his part, but he was willing to put the effort in, and he ended up doing fine with it. And I had a student years ago, he's now deceased, but he came in at, and I shouldn't tell this story, this is a dark, like, heavy story, but I'm just gonna, like, bum everybody out anyway. But he came in, and he'd had a stroke, and he was 80, I can't remember exactly, he was in his mid-80s. He had never played an instrument, He'd had a stroke. He was in very poor health. And I said, sure, man, you can, you know, we can work something out. And, you know, I'm sure we can get you playing. We can do something. I mean, let's find out, you know. And he couldn't really use one hand very well. It shook. And I said, what brings you to guitar? Because a lot of people just kind of play with the idea and then, you know, they may go off and try something else. And he said to me this really heavy thing. And it kind of let me know at this point, I either need to like stop this silliness and go like be a banker or flip burgers or something, or I need to get really serious about this. He said, I'm 86 years old and I've never done anything I wanted to in my life. My dad died when I was in high school. I had to drop out and get a job and take care of the family. And then I met a girl and, you know, we got married, and but then I had kids, and so I still couldn't, because he wanted to play guitar all his life. And so then he had responsibilities and on and on and on, and tells me this long story about all these things that had happened in his life that basically had always stopped him. And he said, and now I've had a stroke and a heart attack, looked me square in the eye and said, and I'm going to die soon, and I want just one time to do something I want to do, which kind of like, you know, spooked me a little. And so I had to get really serious, and he couldn't use, this hand shook. So I restrung his guitar, put it this way, because I found that when his hand moved, it didn't shake. So we put the pick in this hand, and he couldn't really hold a pick, but he'd strum with his fingers, or if he could hold a pick, and taught him to chord this way, and he could play. So he learned about three chords, and that led to a couple of songs that he could strum, and he was just a happy camper. That's one of those moments in my development as a teacher and a musician and a human being, I think, where, like I said, you kind of get serious and realize you need to really figure this stuff out if you're gonna really provide opportunities and you're really gonna help people achieve their goals. And because he had to put in a tremendous amount of effort to be able to do what he wanted to do, but he did, and it was great. It was a good ending to the story, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a sad story at all. Really, no. It's really pretty cool.
Lissy Taylor.
She's not a bad girl, but you can't tell where she comes from. She's trying to make money last, eyes as bright as a future, but there's no escaping the past. You'll see her walking down the street, heels in her hand, and the men that she meets, they don't wanna understand. No, oh no, she's not that girl. She's been everywhere, she's tried everything. Oh, well, that's what they say. She's just trying to get by, trying to be her way for a son that didn't come home today. You'll see her walking down the street with the heels in her hand, and the men that she meets, they don't wanna understand. She's not that girl.
I would like to thank our guest, David McLean, and his very talented friends who came with him, Tiffany, Ryan, Daisy, and Lissy, for being with us here this evening. We thank our volunteers here in the house for your help with our production, and of course, Whitney Akey for your great music that you bring to us each week here at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, the members of our studio audience, thank you all for coming this evening and supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. And now I'd love to bring back David McLean.
Sure, I'd love to give you a little instrumental, if that's okay. Maybe, maybe some old Amazing Grace. Thank you.
you.
How about a big hand for these young ladies up here?
Tiffany Nesbitt, Brian Sinclair, Daisy Helmuth, Lissy Taylor.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David, Tiffany, Ryan, Daisy, and Lissy, Dave and friends, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.